Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Mr. Brandon Siegel, an internationally known business coach and president of Wellness Works Management Partners. He currently manages multiple private practices and consults with entrepreneurs and private practices throughout the world. His book is The Private Practice Survival Guide, A Journey to Unlock Your Freedom to Success. And Mr. Siegel, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's a pleasure.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Good to have you out today. So for starters today, describe your professional background and how it led you to create Wellness Works Management Partners to kick things off today.
Absolutely. So I actually was born into a family of entrepreneurs. My grandfather was a business professor. My father, my mother, entrepreneurship's been in my blood. Right after graduating college, I wasn't sure what I was going to do, but I ended up going to work for an entrepreneur and helped him build multiple divisions of a big company. About 20 years ago, I came across healthcare and started to get a little bit more involved and kind of landed in it 10 years ago when my mother-in-law came to me asking for support of her own private practice. And for the last 10-plus years, I've been supporting her in addition to helping entrepreneurs and healthcare private practices all over the country. My wife is an occupational therapist. My mother-in-law is an occupational therapist. My brother-in-law is an occupational therapist. And so through understanding what they were going through and understanding everything that I've achieved on an entrepreneurial level and a business operations level, I was really able to tap into what service and purpose-driven entrepreneurs are trying to achieve and how to put infrastructure in place for them to be successful while delivering a quality product and also transforming the way that their profitability, their business model is run in a high-value, efficient, ethical way as well.
Well, it certainly doesn't hurt to have a family loaded with entrepreneurs. You've learned a lot, seen a lot, and probably helps you with your mindset on a day-to-day basis as well. Now, what does Wellness Works Management Partners do? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, so Wellness Works Management Partners is a consulting and management company. We support entrepreneurs in all different phases of their private practice venture. And so anyone in the education, healthcare, service-oriented business model that they're either trying to create or in the process of. We do everything from human resource consulting, business model consulting, even sometimes it's really understanding if your business model aligns with your vision and putting together systems in place. And so we offer consultation services, management services. I also speak all around the country and world on really what it takes to be successful in today's private practice and healthcare environment.
Pretty awesome stuff, and it sounds like you're awful busy, and that is a good thing. What's an example of a common blunder that can cause healthcare practices to fail? Get into some of that as well.
So typically, I find this commonality where private practitioners are drawn to practice for purpose, and they usually get into it knee-deep, jumping into it based on the demand of their quality services. But a lot of the times, they miss the part about strategy. And so a lot of the times they're already knee-deep in debt or knee-deep in billing concerns or knee-deep in fixed overhead that ultimately sinks them unless they really look back and step forward into creating efficient systems and strategies with goals in mind. And so probably the quick answer is the number one blunder that I see is they don't have an infrastructure for tracking metrics and accountability for what it takes to be successful, profitable, with a positive cash flow in today's private practice environment.
Certainly some helpful details right there today. We're joined by Mr. Brandon Siegel, president of Wellness Works Management Partners. He is the author of The Private Practice Survival Guide, A Journey to Unlock Your Freedom to Success, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Do follow us on Twitter and Instagram at ePodcast Network and like us on Facebook as well. And we do invite you to drop us a line or let us know how we're doing or where you're tuning in from on the Apple Podcast platform as well. Now, Mr. Siegel, in your new book, The Private Practice Survival Guide, you empower health practitioners with strategies for success. You just dropped a few bits of advice earlier. Can you describe one such strategy that often goes overlooked?
strategy that I find with private practices usually comes from workforce empowerment and the fact that we have a supply and demand issue right now, where there's a lot of demand for what we offer, but trying to recruit specialty practitioners and creating buy-in to the practice is really hard. And so one of the things that I've done that's a little bit unique is I create a profit and loss statement for every employee, and I give them measurable goals to help them attain their financial freedom and financial goals within the practice. And so that's something a little bit unique that I've done with a lot of practices, is I break down every single employee's roles, what they contribute, what their value is, how we hold them accountable, and how we motivate a change of behavior, a change of action to incentivize growth of a practice.
Also, Mr. Siegel, how do you advise health practitioners with a passion for health and wellness to embrace a business-minded approach to their private practice? And I'm assuming this is quite a challenge and an issue within the healthcare practitioner space.
Very interesting. I say even in my book, you know, we have no problem with celebrities making multi-millions of dollars, but somehow there is this conundrum where, you know, private practitioners are afraid to admit that they deserve and should make money. And so I always start with, how do we pay the bills and what are we trying to achieve? And then what I basically say is I show them the different hats that they wear. And when we work on whether it be coaching or consulting or anything, I say, make sure you're physically putting on the right hat. So the therapist hat or the physician hat or the business owner hat, they're all different hats. And so we really want to look at it through that lens, and it's okay to take it off, but understand that it's important in private practice today that we wear different hats and we look through the lens of these different hats to make the right decisions for the longevity of the practice and also the quality of care.
Yeah, for sure on that. As we conclude today, one thing I'd be curious about, what drives you to do this type of work and being in this space?
For most, I have a passion for changing this world. I really believe that we have an opportunity right now. And I think really what drove me to where I am today is seeing my mother-in-law go through so many challenges. She had the greatest purpose when she started her private practice. She got led in some wrong directions. And ultimately, you know, 10 years into her practice, she was looking at things and like, what's going on? Where did I go wrong? And seeing a good person with great purpose just get the wrong advice, obviously, is always hard. And so she did some amazing things, but being able to see the vertical that we were able to create together and then obviously see the change I'm making on so many different levels, I think is what fuels my purpose and passion to do right by others and help others create change in this world in a positive way.
Well, Mr. Siegel, we certainly appreciate what you do in the space and for joining us here today. And definitely, I'm sure listeners want to know where they can pick up the book, The Private Practice Survival Guide, where they can get more information on the book and also be in touch with you. Where is the best place online to get these details?
So check out www.wellnessworksmp.com, WellnessworksMP or WellnessworksManagementPartners.com. My book's available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all over. Both in-store and web, and you can also learn more about me by going to www.BrandonSiegel.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Siegel, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Eric. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Brandon Siegel, an internationally known business coach and president of Wellness Works Management Partners. He is the author of The Private Practice Survival Guide, A Journey to Unlock Your Freedom to Success. And for further details, visit WellnessWorksMP.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.